became one of the caliphs, and his descendants, Bani Abbas, are a dynasty in Islamic time order. See, look at him. He came here to fight Muhammad. He became one caliph, and even his children became the dynasty. Yes?
I came to this court in quest of wealth. As soon as I entered the portico, I became chief. I brought water as a gift for the sake of bread. Hope of bread led me to the highest place in paradise. Bread drove an atom forth from paradise. Bread caused me to mix with those who belong to paradise. I have been freed like the angels from water and bread. Without object of desire, I move round this court like the sphere of heaven. Mm-hmm. Nothing in the world is without object in its movement except the bodies and souls of lovers.
Period. You see, suddenly he was transformed. And he explained a lot of stuff, and Rumi insisted upon playing with him here and there to explain to you one thing, one simple thing. The guy was here for money. So what? He became transformed and enlightened. Means your motivation is not that good. Doesn't matter. Even wrong motivation, if you're honest, will save you. Because at the beginning, you're coming to learn this for what? To understand this knowledge. When you understand this knowledge, you give up the knowledge and you couldn't care less about the knowledge, because suddenly you are enlightened, you are different. So you will be motivated with this and that and that at the beginning, because you are not enlightened. You cannot have the best of the motives. Doesn't matter. Even if you are not good, doesn't matter. The only thing is to be honest and honestly try. The rest is not up to you. It's up to them. They will make it good. Yep.
Showing that the lover of this world is like the lover of a wall on which the sunbeams strike.
Listen to this long, long title for four verses only. Yeah.
Showing that the lover of this world is like the lover of a wall on which the sunbeams strike, who makes no effort and exertion to perceive that the radiance and splendor do not proceed from the wall, but from the orb of the sun in the fourth heaven. Consequently, he sets his whole heart on the wall. When the sunbeams rejoin the sun, he is left forever in despair, and a bar is placed between them and that which they desire. The lovers of the whole are not those who love the part. He that longed for the part failed to attain the whole. When a part falls in love with a part, the object of its love soon goes to its own whole.
Again, he started with the real lovers. Not the lover of details, the lover of this puny stuff. The one who is looking for this puny stuff will miss the point. Right? But when you love these little details will lead you there. Means when I say there are good people who are really in love with hat, not this little stuff. Okay, that's an explanation of those exceptional people. I don't mean that you should be like that. You start from this one. You start from loving these little details here and there, but immediately Something will change in you and you will get the point. Yes?
He became the laughingstock of another's slave. He became drowning and clung to someone weak. He possesses no authority that he should care for him. Shall he do his own master's business or his? The Arabic proverb, if you commit fornication, commit it with a free woman, and if you steal, steal a pearl.
Hannah, if you want to do something, if you, even if you're a thief, steal something worthy. If you're doing something, go for the best. Yeah.
Hence, commit fornication with a free woman became proverbial. Steal a pearl were transformed to this. The slave went away to his master. He was left in misery. The scent of the rose went to the rose, and he was left with the thorn. He was left far from the object of his desire, his labor lost, his toil useless, his foot wounded. Like the hunter who catches a shadow, how should the shadow become his property? The man has grasped tightly the shadow of a bird, while the bird on the branch of the tree has fallen into amazement. I wonder who this crack-brained fellow is laughing at. Here's follow for you. Here's folly for you. Here's a rotten cause. And if you say that the part is connected to the whole, eat thorns. The thorn is connected with the rose. Except from one point of view, it is not connected with the whole. Otherwise, indeed, the mission of the prophets would be vain.
Again, inasmuch the prophets are, in order to connect, how then should they connect when they are one body? This discourse has no end, no doubt. Today is late, conclude the day. Means what? He started to talk again and again. He said, I talked about the details, the little stuff, totality. And maybe you will bring in some argument that, okay, so what?
It's all one.
Little stuff, they're all one, so we're all one, we're connected no matter what. But from one point of view, yes. Yes, you could say these little stuff are connected to the totality. But from one point only, it's like connection of thorn and the rose. They're literally connected. But remember we said these two oceans, the waves go, but there is a mountain in between. Yes, there are little stuff and totality. Little stuff and totality are connected, but are not connected. So, when I say this will lead you to that, doesn't mean that this is that. Doesn't mean that if you fall in love with this, you're in love with that. That's another story which I cannot explain it yet. So let's go back to the tale we're saying. It means that I talked about something, I went to the level of philosophy and things like that, and some misunderstanding could be here. So drop it for the moment. We'll come back to this later to talk about Kolb and Jaws, totality and the little parts. Partiality and totality is a very difficult subject. We'll come back to it. Now, let's go back to the Arab, the tale.
How the Arab delivered the gift, that is, the jug, to the Caliph's servants. He presented the jug of water. He sowed the seed of homage in that court. Bear this gift, said he, to the Sultan. Redeem the king's suitor from indigence. 'Tis sweet water.